Please be seated. Called meeting to order of the Sussex County Board of Adjustment, November 2nd, 2020 meeting. Please stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Short.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
For members of the board as well as the public that are here, we had a bit of an issue with the IT. We apologize for the delay. We are live on the internet, as I understand, and recording this public meeting. However, at the moment, we are not able to receive phone calls as per the agenda. There's a phone call number to call in for anyone who wishes to speak on these agenda items. That being said, our IT director is on his way here. We anticipate that he will be here within the next half hour or 45 minutes. That said, what we anticipate doing is going ahead with the public hearings, because there's many folks here that have appear to have interest in the hearings tonight. To the extent that there are hearings that are completed this evening before the IT personnel arrives, we will hold the record open for those cases until a later date. If he is able to arrive and we are able to complete a certain hearing, we will go ahead with close the record at that time. But we did want to keep things moving for folks that are here that have come this evening. We want to make sure that you had an opportunity to be heard. And as we are available live on the internet, those folks who are have an interest in any of those cases, until we make such an announcement, we will have the record open until another date.
Thank you. May we have the introduction of county employees?
Good evening. My name is Jamie Whitehouse. I'm the Planning and Zoning Director.
Vince Robertson. I'm one of the Assistant County Attorneys for Sussex County.
James Sharp. I'm the Attorney for the Board of Adjustment.
And sat to my immediate left is Mr. Nick Torrance, although he's actually just assisting this evening and will not be presenting. So.
Okay. Approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, any changes?
There are no changes to the agenda unless the board so chooses. So.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion to remove case 12487 to the end of new business this evening.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12487 is moved to the end of the public hearings. I guess before we go forward, we do have a mask policy that I would like to read. We are adopting a different mask policy, which is informally known as the restaurant rule. If you are seated and stationary at least 6 feet from someone else, you do not need to wear your mask. However, you may choose to wear your mask. If you move around or come up to the podium, please wear your mask. When at the podium, you may remove your mask to speak. You should put your mask back on to return to your seat. We'll have the approval of minutes for September 14, 2020.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes for September 14, 2020.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, the minutes for September 14th, 2020 are approved. Approval of finding of facts for September 14th, 2020.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the findings of facts for September 14th, 2020 as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, the findings of facts for September 14th, 2020 are approved. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Madam
Chair. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chair. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated, may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people in these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The operator, the chair will call for any applicants or opposition. If there is a, at this point, we don't have anybody online. The applicant will then present the case and explain the request and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. The supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing may be closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. As noted earlier tonight, we have there are certain cases that the record may be held open until such time as we're able to accept telephonic testimony, and the IT professional is on his way. If you're here for a case listed on old business or other business, please understand that new testimony or evidence will be taken in the unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision, please be advised the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting. And for those who participate via telephonic testimony, we request that you keep other noises such as conversation, TVs, or other noises quiet during your period of testimony. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp.